It's 8:55, 41 degrees with some sunshine outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. It's time to go across town to Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Bill, checking in on the markets this morning, looking a little bit mixed out there so far.
Yeah, we've got mixed markets this morning, Brian. Good morning to you. The wheat's down a couple of cents here. That's been a little bit weaker based on some weather, some better rains expected maybe out in the west. I think that's the thing that's kind of pushed the wheat down here a little bit, and that in turn's kind of weakened up the corn. The corn is down about a penny right now, and the beans are up about 2.5 to 3 cents, 2.5 on the new crop, a couple of cents on the old crop here. So TGIF, I guess, grains are still being supported by the Fed comments that came out earlier in the week, and that's also supported the stocks and some of the outside markets. The dollar's higher today, but of course it weakened a lot after that Fed announcement on Wednesday, and that's really helped the commodities. If we just wanted to mention here that next week we have a short week because we're off on Good Friday, and then the following week, the week after Easter there, we have that March 31st crop report. So I think we have a chance to have some volatility here over the next couple of weeks here. So looking at just kind of where the commodities are at here for this week, corn's up about 3 cents right now. Beans are up about 14 for the week, and wheat is down about 7. So kind of that same pattern that we're seeing here this morning following through. There's some looking at some news here. There is really a real volatile political environment down in Brazil. Some are saying the political environment is about ready to implode down there with a major demonstrations planned, and they're asking for the president's resignation, and some of the demonstrations are planned to shut down the government next week. So the result of that is that the real continues to strengthen, and that's one of the things that's contributed to the dollar here having some problems. Ag Resource came out yesterday with March 1 corn stocks about 7.85 billion bushels. That's about the largest amount of stock since 1987. We do have a decent week going in the commodities here, and I think we'll come in and probably see going into Sunday night what happens as far as the rain out in the west might probably dictate where we open up Sunday night. I will just say that we're kind of up against resistance here on the soybeans. This, we're kind of in an overbought stage, and I think that that's probably a prime time to maybe be looking at some sales here on the beans. I think that pretty much covers everything, Brian.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign joining us on this Friday morning. Weather-wise here, increasing clouds today. High 51 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Chance of rain may be mixed with a little bit of snow overnight. Not expecting any accumulation there. The low 34. Northeast winds 5 to 10. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance of rain may be mixed with a little snow in the morning. Chance of rain in the afternoon. Could see a little thunder with that rain if it pops up to high 46. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance of rain mixed with snow once again with a low of 30 degrees. And then Sunday, partly sunny skies and a high of 44. Then we'll start to warm up. We'll be up to 60 degrees for the high by Tuesday. Next chance of rain in on Wednesday of next week. 41 degrees right now at 8:59. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org.